We are excited to have you on the call this morning because you are getting ready to just get paid. If you haven't had a chance, go ahead and give us your name real quick and where you're calling from.
Shirley from Cleveland.
Anybody else?
Good morning, Bonita. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I am artist.
Amen. There's the founder, you guys, Dr. P.K. Dr. P.K., it was birthed on her spirit to start this call. Amen?
Absolutely.
And she shared. Go ahead. You want to share your name? I'm sorry, Dr. P.K., I don't want to cut you off.
Okay, thank you. It's okay. Get the rest of the chime.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead and give us your name, where you're calling from, because we are getting excited about the message and the messenger. So real quick, give us a minute. Where you calling
Cleveland,
from?
Cleveland, Ohio, Charles E. Vip Sr.
Welcome. Where you calling from? Come on, where you calling from? Okay, well, I'm going to get out the way. We welcome you to the Master's Call. I'm going to open this call up with prayer, and I'm going to give it over to our host, who I love, my sister on the other side of my geographical map. So come on, Father God, let's go to our Father in prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for you gave us another day. We are here only because you have graced us to wake us up, Father. Some of us are just here to say thank you. Some of us are here to say, Father, I stand in need. You know what they need, Father. We are excited about the message. We are excited about the messenger. We just want you to feed into this man of God so he can feed into us. And then, Father, give it back to him so that he can do it all over again. We love the founders of the TMC call because with this call, we are able to get up in the morning and hear a word of God. Father, we already know that all the interference will just not happen today because, Satan, you have no place on this call. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Cover this call and this prayer in your son's blood. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to now turn the call over to my sister. Sister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Bonita. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. Loud and clear.
Amen. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and everyone to the Master's Call. It is a pleasure to greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Wednesday. And we thank God for each of you. We pray that your day has started off great. Visit us on the on our website, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will see all the information for this call. I'm not going to prolong any longer. Hopefully you have your Bible and you have your pens and pencils and you're ready to go forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Our speaker for this morning is a man of God, a man who we all know, and some of you have met at Artist Extravaganza in the past years. He is a pastor. He is a man of God who loves the Lord. He is a musician, and he is the author of Death of the Desperate Woman. And I thank God for him, and I know right now he's ready to come this morning with a powerful word from the throne room. So at this time, it is a privilege, an honor, and a pleasure for me to bring to you this morning none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck Brown, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning. This is Tiffany.
Good
how you doing?
Morning. I am awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, man of God. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much for that intro and that prayer. God bless you, Pastor Podesta. God bless you, Dr. PK, and Godmother, and all of you, the people of God who are on the line this morning. I'm going to go quickly to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10 and 38. And it reads, and you know, this is New Living Translation, and you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. God was with him. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. and Jesus around doing wonderful, phenomenal, miraculous things. We've the last few weeks in the series that I promise will transform your life if you apply it. And it's entitled Walking in the Power of God. If you're going to live this Christian life, then you must learn to embrace the power of God and walk in the power of God. There's a word that is used to describe the power of God. He is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. The power that he has given to us, because he's given us the power to walk in the power. Authority. So God has given the authority over the ability of the enemy, and he has all authority over anything that the devil throws my way. That means that nothing is more powerful than he is in my life. No problem is more powerful. No storm is more powerful. In fact, storms answer to him. No sickness is more powerful. Cancer, AIDS, other diseases, they all answer to him. There isn't even a demon or demonic force that can stand next to our God. Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord. But here's the thing you must realize and accept. God has made his power available to every believer who believes that they can operate under the same anointing. I can do all things through who? Christ, or the anointed one and his anointed. So I am right now anointed to operate in the same vein that Christ operated in. I'm anointed to give the world good news and declare release and set the captives free and heal the sick and bring freedom to the oppressed. I am anointed to change my life. I am anointed to bring change to whatever environment I step into. I am anointed with the Holy Ghost power. The way to really accept this power is to gain victory over negativity. And so for the next few moments, I want to minister power over negativity. Power over negativity. You have to get rid of negativity in your life and realize that God has given you power over it. Why do I need power over negativity or negative thinking? Well, because negative thinking robs you of a life of faith. Whenever you're thinking negatively, your life responds to your thoughts. Why? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Negative thinking leads you into inactivity. When you have negative thinking prominent in your life, you start asking questions like, what's the use? Why keep trying? Why is everything going wrong in my life? And that type of attitude causes you to ultimately say, I just ain't going to do nothing. And it leads you to inactivity. Negative thinking leads to isolation in relationships. When you're dealing with negativity, you don't like being around people. And guess what, y'all? They don't like being around you either. I can't stand negative folk. I will hang up the phone with the quickness. I will leave your presence quick as lightning. If you're negative, you will find yourself isolated. How many people want to have power and to gain power over negativity? Keep it real, because some of the most negative folk I know go to church. Negative things happen to everyone, but as a believer in Christ, I must never allow negativity to affect my life. I have power over it. It does not have power over me. Taking power over negativity does. Here are the several principles I want to give you this morning. Number one, taking power over negativity causes you to become more productive. Taking power over negativity causes you to become more productive. Who wants to lead a productive life? Well, let me explain what a productive life is. A productive life is the reward you receive because of efficiency, effectiveness, and excellence. A productive life is the reward you receive because of efficiency, effectiveness, and excellence. When you combine efficiency with effectiveness and rapid in excellence, the result is productivity. Efficiency, of course, is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right things, while excellence is the you can be. It goes beyond having a job. It's having a career. A productive life makes life worth living. And don't you know that we shouldn't be stuck in the rat race, this cycle of getting up, getting the kids ready, going to a job you don't like, drudging through your day, come home, make dinner, wash clean, get everybody ready for bed, and start again the next day. That kind of life Jesus stated that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's John 10:10. Then John 1:2, John writes, love, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. God wants us to lead a productive life. Here's the thing. Having a negative mindset about your life will keep you in that life. If all you focus on is what's wrong, you're going to keep getting wrong things. Who wants to have a bad life? Who wants to have a terrible career? Who wants to have turmoil at home? No one that I know on that. However, if you're going to turn your life to something more positive, it begins with believing that things can be better. I need you to understand, everybody that's on this line, I may not even get past this point, but I need you to understand that things can be better for you. There's a man struggling to make ends meet on this line right now who needs to know that things can be. There's a woman who doesn't know how she's going to make it through this month, but things going to be better for you, sweetie. Someone's trying to figure out how they're going to get to for this school year. Someone is trying to figure out how they're going to get gas to go to work this morning. I want to tell you something, but there's a catch to what I'm about to say. I can say this until I lose my voice. I can blame you, I can hoop it. I can have you tell it to 15 folks, but unless you take what I'm about to say and believe it, it won't work for you. Yes, I need you to understand. Look at me to tell his people that things are about to get better in their financial situations are about to get better. Job situations are about to get better. Mental and emotional issues are about to get better. Home lives are about to get better. The way you show the devil power over him is by confessing what he doesn't want you to say. So anyone that's going through right now, I dare you, if you're able to shout it, shout it. If you're able to whisper it, because it works, whisper it, but I want you to say better. I'm not just going to live a normal life. I speak productivity. Everything my hands touch makes my life better. They make someone else's life better. Better. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for the better. Philippians chapter verse 8. Again, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. It reads a little different. Let me put this thing up real quick. I apologize. Philippians 4, verse 8. It reads, finally, my brothers, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, what is honorable, and what is right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent. Think about things that are worthy of praise. You need to get better, but if you have power over negativity, you need to understand this next principle. Taking power over negativity causes you to find ways to make life work. It causes you to find ways to make life work. Listen to me well. Negativity never leads to a positive course of action. Negativity never leads to a positive course of action. Even talking negatively about things never brings about a positive result. That's why you need to take power over it before it takes power over you. And so taking power over negativity requires that you think on purpose. What are you talking about, Pastor? Think about what you're thinking about. Before you about what you think about. This requires taking control over your mind. Notice that it says nowhere in this verse to think about what you're going through. It doesn't tell you to think about how bad life is or how awful your conditions are or how terrible your love life is or how miserable your job is or how nasty people are to you or the rumors or the lies that say about you. It says, no, think on these things. What should we think about? The things that are lovely, the things that are just, the things that are honorable, the things that are pure. Those things that, you know, if there be any virtue, any praise, think on these things. Why? Because it gives you power over your thinking again. And your thoughts are too powerful to just allow any and everything in. When you take control of your thoughts, you find ways to deal with what you're going through. Thinking about how to make my marriage work gives me a different result from thinking about how bad my marriage is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. It gives me another set of rules and parameters to work with. When I think about how bad it is, I keep seeing the dark bleakness of what's in front of me. But when I think about how to make it work, solutions begin to pop up. Therefore, alternative courses are revealed for me to walk on. Same thing for your career. Same thing for your home life and so forth. Furthermore, begin thinking in the direction of change. Begin thinking in the direction of transformation. Think about where you want to go, not where you are right now. When you get in your car and have a specific destination in your mind, you don't think about another destination. You hone in on where you're going, and therefore you end up there. Those who can't change their minds cannot change anything. Those who can't change their minds cannot change anything. Change your mind first and watch how it changes your world. Finally, this scripture, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, very familiar passage. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. To the obedience of Christ. Here's number three. Power over negativity requires placing a filter in your life. Taking power over negativity requires placing a filter in your life. The way to finally get rid of negativity is through placing a filter in your life. Anyone ever had the water purifiers that you purchased to place over your water faucet? What it does is it causes your filters to purify the water that comes from the river or the lake or whatever, which contains harmful contaminants and bacteria. It keeps you safe, because if you ingest anything that comes from my water supply, just straight out, it'll make you sick. And I recently heard a testimony of how a pastor, when he cooked with this filter on, he noticed that his rice tasted different, and the beans tasted different, and his fruit tasted different. It tasted different because the impurities were removed. The filter kills the negativity so that it doesn't pass through. What I'm saying is that you have to learn to put something in your life to catch all of the negativity that the enemy wants to put in your life to make you spiritually sick. He knows that if he can get the mess in you, then he can mess you up. Did you get that? If he can get mess in you, then he can mess you up. The reason some people keep getting messed up is because you keep letting mess have direct access to you. But I have power to keep the devil out, and I have a I have to filter what he's trying to place inside of me. I'm very familiar with antivirus software, and I'm sure everybody on the line is as well. I use Norton for my personal computing needs, all right? And because there are websites out there that are dedicated to importing viruses to your computer. And these viruses will delete all of your memory, will mess up your functionality, and shut you down from working. Norton is, in essence, a digital filter that won't allow me to go to harmful websites. It does this because it knows that if I go to the wrong place, it will affect the whole system. And this power that God has given us is there to keep us from going places that will negatively affect my system. When I have my filtering system on, it won't let me go places that will negatively affect my life. It won't let me go there because it doesn't want my spirit to be contaminated with the enemy's virus. Well, Pastor Chuck, if there's such a filtering system, how is it then that we can mess up as believers? Well, there's something that I can press on Norton that allows me to override the firewall. The firewall is there to protect me, but if I insist on continuing, I can override it, but then even then it asks if I'm sure. And that's what happens with the Holy Ghost. It's telling us not to go somewhere, but if we're not careful, we can override the settings that leave us subject to those viruses, those negative situations and circumstances that the enemy has for us. He tells us, don't answer the call, don't go by the house, don't even reply to the accusations. But if you override the protective power God has given us, we fool around and catch a virus. But thanks be to God that even if I contract the virus, God will provide an antivirus cleaner to get me clean again. I wonder if anybody needs God to clean them again. You messed up, but you need God to repair some things in your life. I'm closing with this. I found out something. I purchased some filters from my house a year ago, put them in, ran an AC unit. It was collecting dust. It was collecting the dirt. But after a while, I noticed that the AC unit wasn't working properly. And so the tech came out and immediately looked at my filters and said, these need to be changed because they were so filthy until they stopped working. We need to change our filters. We need God to renew our minds. Renew our spirits, renew our thinking so that we can have clean filters to keep us pure. Renew our hearts so we can love God the right way. Renew our passion so we can run the race the way we're supposed to. Renew our passion so that we can be in the place we're supposed to be in. No more negativity in my life. I'm killing the drama. Whenever drama comes into my life, I don't like it, I'm changing the channel. Whenever mess comes in my life, I'm changing the channel in Jesus' name, because I'm filtering my system. I'm filtering my spirit. I don't want all of that stuff in me, man. I go to work today, I don't want all of those crazy jokes and stuff that's not going to glorify God or even put me in a better position in life. I'm filtering myself of all of these things, and I'm taking power over negativity. Devil, you will not have power over me. I have authority over your ability. Bless God. That's the word for today. I pray that it has been in some way effective in your life and helpful to you and inspirational to you. We love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. If you want to contact me, you can reach me on Facebook, facebook.com/Pastor Chuck, and on Twitter, @PastorChuck2. God bless you. I'm turning the call back over to, I believe, Sister Tiffany.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
What
God
a
bless
powerful
you.
On time. time anointed word from the throne room. Thank you, Pastor Chuck, for that word, power over negativity, so needed in this time and season we are in. If you missed any part of this message, then please go back to the replay and also give that to three people today. 712-432-1085 and the same pin code 957-677-pound and listen to that message again and again. Remember, after this call is the motivation call with Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and that number is 605-475-4700 and the pin code 5333. So 53-33-42. So 5-3-3-3-4-2 pound. And that's immediately following the master's call. So right now, if we could follow this order, I'm going to ask if Dr. P.K. Roberts could come to the line immediately following her. Tammy, if you could bring the prayer request to the line. And Pastor Chuck, if you could come back on and give us the benediction, and we will be done for today in that order. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I am here. Oh, my God. Oh, my. What can I say? What can I say other than God gives us exactly what we need when we need it? And I thank God for you, Pastor Chuck, and that word. I thank you, Tiffany and Benita, for helping us this morning with this call and doing what you do to bring this call forth every morning, all of those who work. I'm asking immediately following this call, we have a 911 call for the staff for this call. So if you call back in, I have about a 10-minute 911 a message I need to give you. So then we can get off and get on to the motivational call, and that's what it is. And Pastor Vanessa has to pray on there this morning. instead of us going through all of the prayer requests, what we normally do is what we have done in the past is we have had prayer over the prayer request on Friday and praise reports on Friday. So today, Pastor Chuck, if you could come right on back and just pray in general for the needs of the people, because we know that we are all in need of something. So if you would come back and give us a general prayer to close out today, okay?
Amen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for all that we receive on today. Faith comes by hearing by your word, increasing our faith. We take your word, we run with it, and we live by it, and we will implement it throughout the course of our life. Lord, I lift up every request that has been lifted to you, every petition that has been made. You are the God that can do anything, God. The only thing you cannot do is fail. The only thing you cannot do is not come through. So I thank you, Father, and I come in agreement with my brothers and my sisters with every need that they have, every request, every prayer for sickness to be healed, oh God, and situations to be turned around. I thank you, God, that you are doing it right now and that we can shout with victory. We can walk in victory. In fact, we can run in victory because we believe that you're going to do just what you said. And because we have victory, oh God, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We believe that you've already done it, and we give you glory before we even see the manifestation of it. We believe it and receive it by faith. Let this be the best, greatest day of our lives. Bless this other call, oh God, with Godmother Dorothy Cook. Let this be, oh God, be an inspirational situation for everyone involved. I lift up the entire artist family to you, and God, I submit that you're going to work things out in our favor. We give you glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you so very much. God bless. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Staff, call back in right quick, okay? Bye-bye.